CliffCentral.com.
No one wears a corporate blue suit to the Emmy Awards. And I knew when we were three blocks away, I would feel completely out of place. After landing in New York just after lunch, I put on my phone after a long 16-hour flight. And the first message I see is, get to the hotel, take a shower. My father needs a plus one for the Emmy Awards tonight. I immediately replied saying, is this a joke? And even if it's not a joke, I don't have anything to wear. My friend, whose father was a Zulu prince, she knew I would be in the States and may have something decent to wear. He didn't want to go alone. I had met the father once and knew he would wear his traditional attire he wore to all formal functions. And I knew we were going to get a lot of attention, the type of attention a Zulu dressed in Zulu attire at the Emmy Awards accompanied by a random guy with a corporate blue suit would get. Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I am your host, Timothy Maurice, and this is the show where we explore the link between brain power and brand influence. Today, I share with you what I learned about excellence and authenticity and its relationship to image and form after attending the Emmy Awards in 2007. The Zulu Prince had a limousine pick me up, and in true African time form, we were running late. He looked very royal. As we sat in the limo, he let me know he was invited by an American actress who was visiting South Africa, was blown away by Zulu culture, so he was honoring the invite and was initially planning to attend alone. As we pull up to Radio City Music Hall, we both looked through the window. The throngs of crowds had already gone inside. In my mind, there is no way we were going to be allowed in. It was being shown live on television. The start time was 8 p.m. We arrived at 7:50. My royal host signaled to me to stand next to him with an erect posture. He said to me two words, look royal. The only thing I could think of in terms of looking royal was a scene in Coming to America. So I put on my royal Eddie Murphy look, and in perfect synchronicity, we stepped out the car, the limo rather, walking side by side. I looked like a short security guard for an African king. Oh, by the way, we didn't have any clearance badges, registration details, tickets, or nothing. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. We walked up to the first security guard, and we both gave a royal nod. Then the prince said something in Zulu, and then said, I am from the royal house of something something. The security guard looked at me, and I kept a stern face. But deep down inside, I wanted to burst out laughing, because I had no clue what was going on. With no hesitation, the security guard opened the red velvet rope and let us through. I was shocked. The same thing at the next security guard. No papers, no tickets, nothing. We walked right into the Emmy Awards, and only two seats were available, which were on the fourth row next to Aretha Franklin. So they ushered us down and sat us next to Aretha Franklin. A few people even clapped. As we sat down, the countdown began. Countdown from 20 seconds, then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The host comes out. We're live from the 2007 Emmy Awards. Welcome! Then it all began to happen in slow motion. I could not believe I was sitting there amongst the world's most powerful entertainment people. I remember seeing Jennifer Aniston directly in front and the who's who of Hollywood surrounding me. And everyone had kept acknowledging the prince. No one seemed to know who he was, but with his head held high, he kept his royal posture. He was authentically himself, and no one questioned it. During the ad breaks, PR people, admin people would rush from the sides to their celebrity clients and brief them. And if someone had to go to the bathroom, they would literally replace that person with a lookalike, because there could be no empty seats when the camera panned during the welcome back from break. I kept thinking, if the prince goes to the bathroom, they're in serious trouble because there is no lookalike. This was excellence on another level, but there was something deeper happening. As the event ended, everyone wanted to take photos with the prince. I held phones for many celebrities, people that I admired, people I had on my wall as a child. I couldn't believe it was happening. We were escorted out. We got into our limo, and I was too afraid to ask what I was really thinking, which was, were you really invited to the Emmys? Or did you know something about the power of image and form? that if you assume a part with authority, no one will question you. And did you just really want to go to the Emmy Awards knowing this? Just like in the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Catch Me If You Can, DiCaprio faked being a pilot, a doctor, a lawyer, and more to get by in life. This movie is based on a true story of Frank Abagnale from New York, who went through tough times with his family and turned to being a con man by applying the psychological principles of image and form, which suggest if you look the part with authenticity and fit the frame that people have in their mind, they won't question you. I have no idea whether the prince was really invited or not, even to this day. He dropped me off that night. I greeted with respect, said thank you, and we only saw each other maybe two more times, even until this day. So I've never really asked, and I have no idea. That night, I was introduced to the power of image and form in a way that shook me. And I learned that if you look apart, people will open up more stages than not. Approximately 6 months after this, an opportunity to try this out came my way. I had a mentee who was competing in Miss South Africa Teen. She forgot to tell me about the event, but on the day she phoned me saying it would mean the world if I came. I phoned around for tickets, but they were sold out. So my mind rushed back to the prince. I put on my best suit, a suit that looked perfect for Miss SA Teen. I walked up to the entrance and I said, with a stern posture, "My name is Timothy Maurice and I'm a writer and I am here for Miss SA Teen." I said this with deep authority and a serious face, and you can guess what happened. Later that evening, after coming runner-up, my mentee asked, "How did you get in? You didn't have tickets, did you?" I said, "I call it the royal effect." She said, "What?" I said, "Never mind." Thanks for listening to The Brain and Brand Show. Please subscribe, rate us, and comment on iTunes. We'll be back next week. CliffCentral.com.